Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Could only see the way she loves me, but maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I must do.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This whole CD's good, though. This whole album's good, man. Tonic. When she says she loves me. This is from the 90s, kids, when people could go outside.
And guitars had some little fuzz on them.
Oh, yeah, guitar rocked back then. And you've got your manipulations. They play rock now.
And if I recall, the CD cover, the CD itself, the case for the CD, had little notches in it to do your cocaine.
Mine did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was just yours.
That's my road.
I don't think they were sold that way.
It was my road trip CD 1 year, yeah.
Yeah, we
good memories.
Etched a few troughs in it. That way you can just brush the coke off.
Merle wants to know.
Stays in the trough.
Are you gonna you gonna try to grow a beard too? By the way, with your hair.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold out for that.
Okay, it's just long hair. Is Push gonna grow a beard? Apparently no. All right.
You're right now that we were looking about 5 days right here, and then you can't from across the room. You can't tell.
I cannot.
Nothing.
No, it looks pretty smooth.
I cannot.
Oh, so you are shaving.
About every week, like normal.
Billy Blank and Matt Bergman will later on this morning going to check in. Our comedy pals, quarantining. Where's Bergman calling from? Is he in L.A.?
Somewhere out west, yeah.
I saw him whining about getting up.
I miss stand-up so much I'd be looking forward to a show with Bill Blank.
You'll have to tell him that.
Yeah. Save that for a half hour.
Yeah, save that. Save that. Good enough. It's Wednesday, by the way. Sorry.
We mentioned Marilyn Chambers. It's her birthday today.
Yes, it is.
Or the anniversary of her birth.
She'd throw one off in her honor.
Born on this day.
She'd be honored.
However dead now.
But she'd throw one off in her honor later on.
It was on this date in 2002.
She'd be honored.
We lost former adult film star Linda Lovelace.
Yeah, she died pretty young. Oh, car accident. Yeah, she died in a car.
Suffering injuries in a car accident. She passed away at the age of 53. Yeah,
she didn't have that big a filmography, though.
No, she did a couple pornos, and obviously the main one was a Deep Throat. And then she...
Then she became an outspoken voice against the pornography industry.
She was a Christer.
She turned on the industry that gave her a name.
Right.
I don't think she liked that name.
Deep Throat?
Probably not.
Or Lovelace.
Look what I can do with this cross.
Surely that wasn't a real name.
No, it wasn't.
No.
So, mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, asked New Yorkers to snitch on each other for violating social distancing rules.
How'd this work out for him, Craig?
Well, get a hold of them on the Twitter or, you know, any different things of social media and whatnot.
Right.
And so it turns out that there's a lot of crank complaints, including dink pics and people flipping the bird.
Yeah.
Here's my dink. Right. So they pulled up the website.
According to the New York Post, photos of extended middle fingers.
We're all stuck in the house, man. People are going to find ways to have fun.
Yeah, they're a little bored.
All kinds of things sent to this special tip line that he announced.
Send the mayor a dink pic.
Yep.
Check out this special tip.
Somebody's doing it right now.
Messages included a photo of a bowl of gummy candies in the shape of male genitalia and a sign saying to eat a bag of them.
When did that come into the vernacular? Eat a bag of them.
I know. I've always loved that term.
Pretty recent.
Yeah. I think it's pretty recent, too.
My sister had an ex-boyfriend that mailed a bag of, like, gummy penises to my mom's husband at the time. And I thought it was, that's a lot.
Who was mad at who? I don't get this.
He was mad. So at the time, it was basically like my sister's stepdad. Her boyfriend was mad at him, and they broke up, and he mailed him a bag of just like gummy penises. And ooh, I was like, why'd you break up with this guy? He's great. That made me like him. We should have hung out more.
He showed him, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Did he just think that anybody married to your mom would like that?
That's what I was thinking, man. Patient zero.
Right. Now, it's contagious.
One caller phoned in a tip that de Blasio was seen performing on someone, quote, in an alleyway behind a 7-Eleven early Sunday. They said at this tip line, he looked at me and coofed in my direction.
You mean coughed?
No, I mean coofed.
Coofed.
What's that?
Define coof.
Yeah, yeah.
Coof is a new term for coughing while infected with the coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
Didn't know that.
Man, this pandemic can't end soon enough.
No.
So New York had to temporarily shut down
the service. That might be the worst part about this whole thing.
Yeah, I think that could be the worst part about this whole thing.
They did shut down the service for a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, coof, that's a new word.
Coofed.
I learned that one yesterday.
Can you imagine actually being in New York and being the freak righty thinking he should open up New York? And people are dying. You're hating de Blasio because he's doing the right thing in New York? Okay, you're an idiot.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You're an idiot.
Well, he was kind of slow to come around
he
at
was.
The beginning, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, not as much as anybody else, but...
No, I think when it became the hot spot.
It was an international city. They were going to get it first no matter what.
So in this time when you've been spending a lot more time at home, have you been appreciating nature any more or any less than usual?
Well, we've had some really nice days. It was 75 degrees yesterday, and no wind, sunny, top 10 day.
Yeah, I really haven't
seen
that.
I was outside, but I mean, I'm outside all the time.
Much more wildlife. Right. Same birds are hanging around, except for that whirling mouse that was in my driveway yesterday.
Was it dead?
Well, when I came home, it was gone, but Christy said a couple hours after I left, that mouse was in the same spot, still twirling around.
What a horrible disease.
I know. I hate mice, but...
I know.
I just felt bad for that mouse.
Yeah.
What mouse?
There was a mouse in my garage. Yeah, yesterday morning, I opened the garage door, and then he was going in circles, like that whirling disease that you read about.
Okay.
Yeah. So he just went in circles and gradually worked his way out of the garage. So I thought, okay, he'll run off. But Christy went out in the driveway like 2.5 hours after I left, and he was still in the same spot going in circles.
Yeah, he got put out of his misery.
Yeah, did he get into your vodka?
You needed a shovel at that point to just stand it for him.
She did. She grabbed a shovel and threw him into the yard. And when we checked last night, he wasn't there anymore.
All right.
So maybe a hawk came and got him, put him out of his misery.
I've never heard of this whirling disease.
Yeah. I hadn't either.
I've seen it in fish. That's where it first started, and then I've read about it in the case of,
sure,
like...
Sure, just wasn't chasing his tail like a pug dog does, you know?
He just loves it that much.
You keep trying to catch that damn tail.
He wouldn't have been doing it for 2 consecutive hours.
No, yeah, dogs even stop, right?
But I've read about it. You know, it happens with deer, it happens with
elk.
They
just go in circles?
Yeah. Huh. It's some kind of cognitive brain thing. I don't know how their brain gets scrambled, but they just end up going in circles.
Right.
And that's it?
Yeah, it looks like a horrible way to go.
If we're going down, let us die drunk.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Maybe that's what the mouse thought.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
If we're going down, let us die drunk.
Damn right.
But not of whirling disease. God, it looked horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have no other explanation for it other than it looked like
strange.
That.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with this.
No,
I've seen.
Well, sounds like you don't. I'm glad it's not available in humans because I'd have to watch you for a couple hours first before I put you out of your misery.
Would make this pandemic more interesting if everybody was getting that.
We could spot people then.
That way,
he's got it.
We could spot people.
You're not asymptomatic when you have the whirling disease.
No.
You see a guy going in circles, and first you probably try to give him some care.
Right.
And after that, you just put him out of his misery.
Dude, you're going the wrong way, man.
It'd be easier to, then there's only one symptom.
Yeah.
You're just moving around in circles constantly.
Right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So with everyone staying at home, the question is, are people finding that they appreciate nature any more than usual? At YouGov, they looked at this, and 38% of us say that we have been appreciating nature more than usual over the last month. 49% of us say, nah, it's about the same. So that's about half of us say, nah, I don't appreciate it any more or less.
The Facebook book group, Birds of Nebraska, seems a little more active.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah.
6%.
By the way, if I'm on that, take a shovel to my head, by the way. Jerry, just take a shovel, put me out if you see me on that website.
I'll give you the highlights.
All right.
I'll forward you the good ones.
If I'm listening, you give me the highlights, put a shovel to my head, too.
So 38% of us say that we've been appreciating nature more. 6% of us have been appreciating nature less than usual in the last month, and 7% of us just don't know.
What was the percentage for less?
I don't know.
Well, if you're appreciating it less, you're probably stuck in a New York City apartment, so you really don't get to appreciate it.
Okay. Your tests are hard. I don't know.
I'd like to go out.
Who answers, I don't know?
What's nature?
I don't know. Yeah.
And see some wildlife.
You can at least say about the same. I don't know. Is really not an answer. That's just, I mean, I realize you'll always answer these things. Yeah. I don't know. They can. Well, you're just dumb.
Who cares? Isn't an option.
Who cares? Should be an option. Yeah. But I don't know. It shouldn't be an option. You do know.
I haven't
it's
noticed.
It's either the same, more or less.
They just didn't ask.
This time of
and
year.
And I don't care. It's even a good one. But don't say I don't know.
There's more rabbits in the yard, and I haven't noticed any rabbits in the yard of late.
I've noticed a few extra of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Squirrels, plenty of squirrels.
Yeah, but your dogs take care of those rabbits. They're probably afraid of that
yard.
Well,
no, they'll be in the front yard where the dogs really don't have access to the front yard.
Yeah, except the dog, at least our house, can see the rabbit in the front yard and then tries to jump through the front door.
Does the Tasmanian devil have whirling disease? Because that's how he shows up.
Yeah, they don't really do that.
Think about that.
Yeah. Only in the cartoons.
I know, but that's...
do they make a lot of noise?
He shows up. He eventually stops.
Yeah.
But he shows up that way.
Next thing you're going to tell me is they can't burrow through rock by just spinning around like that.
Don't ruin it for me.
Your childhood was a lie.
I don't want to hear that.
Let me have something.
Right.
They'll take everything away from me right now.
84% of us want another stimulus check.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll settle for one.
They're not going to give you one, Todd.
I know. But I want to give it to somebody. I want to take care of that bartender from Seattle.
Yeah. Did you contact that guy?
No, I still have his number, though.
Don't give him the check.
Yeah, I should give it
to bartenders in this town.
One of my favorite local servers.
Right.
As part of Wallet Hub's new coronavirus relief survey, they found that almost 24 million Americans will buy drugs, alcohol, or tobacco with their stimulus money.
There you go.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
Now, your buddy there, not your buddy, because all of us don't believe in this guy, but that Lindsey Graham thinks you're just going to blow that money and you should get back to work. He's horrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's wrong with drugs, alcohol, and tobacco?
Yeah. Nothing.
I do like the memes that apply it to big businesses that need bailed out.
Right, right.
Why don't they just pull themselves up by the bootstraps?
Yep.
Wasn't it Shake Shack that gave the money back?
They got shamed into it. Ruth Chris took the cash. Did they give it back yet?
Not that I've read.
Apparently a bunch of big companies got in there because Munchin didn't get it, and they took all the cash.
Well, Yeah, the way things were set up, it made it easier for them to get the cash.
Right, yeah. They had ways of finding the people.
And Shake Shack
like that.
Only gave back the money because they got snagged.
They got snagged, yeah. Right.
Yeah, otherwise, they would have kept it.
Yeah, I heard some quote from somebody at one of the press conferences saying, oh, yeah, we're going to ask them for that money back. It's like, well, yeah, but you're only asking them for them back because everybody found out.
Yeah.
It was said that they're going to ask for money from Harvard back.
Yeah.
And Harvard said, we didn't get any. Moron.
Yeah.
That's not the money we got, you idiot, is what they said.
I'm sorry.
Now that nearly 160 million of us are less than 3 months away from running out of money, according to this new survey.
I would be so relieved if I had 3 months of just cash on hand.
Yeah, most people don't. Majority of people don't, obviously.
Yeah, are most people living paycheck to paycheck?
I think it's...
Yeah, most of us, let's see, I think the study was done that most of us don't have $400 for a sudden bill.
Yeah, like if something went wrong with your car.
For instance. Yeah, most of us don't have that. Now, millennials are 25% more likely than baby boomers to think that stimulus checks should only be given to people experiencing income loss. And Americans think that non-impacted businesses should not get aid.
They were saying that government help
should only be given to businesses with a revenue loss.
I realize people are losing cash, but I did hear that they are wondering why $1,200 is going to people that are actually still working. Listen, I know. I don't care who gets it. Everybody should get
right.
it. Everybody should get it.
But isn't it less about giving it to people? It's more about those people putting it back into the economy.
But I don't think a lot of those people are. You know, they're just kind of saving it, which is fine, too. I have no problem with people getting money. I don't care. I don't care that I'm not getting it. I want people to get the money. I get it. But I do understand the argument that if you're still working, the unemployed should be getting they should be getting more money.
Right.
I mean, if you're still working.
Yeah. Hence my drunken promise Seattle bartender.
Now, once again, though, you're not doing any stand-ups. So you're losing some cash. Greg is not announcing everything he can because none of those games are happening. So he's losing money, too. So I get that.
Well, a lot of stuff is more expensive
now. But
I
still have a full-time job.
Right. You still are working, and they're paying you. Right.
Right.
Groceries are a lot more expensive right now.
Yep.
Are they?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, because we're buying more.
I haven't priced them.
Yeah. Like your bacon?
Yeah, I think it's probably best not to contact that guy in Seattle. You don't want to call him and be like, hey, I'm not giving you any money.
Right, yeah.
He's like, well, you're like most people then? Like most people.
You were that drunk guy? Yeah. Okay. Oh, hang on.
Eric has an email here.
Hang on, let me get that for you because I broke up another one. I'm going to just reminisce with old tunes today, by the way, if you're into that.
I love it.
The mouse in the driveway, the way I was enjoying nature the other day.
Right.
Yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if circling is a symptom in mice, but if a dairy cow gets the listeria, she will walk in a circle. I didn't know that.
All right.
Nice. Right on cue.
All right. Yeah. Who gave back the money, by the way?
Shake Shack.
Yeah.
You wouldn't answer if you knew it was coming, did you? You wouldn't answer.
No.
Everybody loves a song.
You have to.
The good times.
I'm aware of people that hate this. I am not one of them.
Oh, I love this song.
No. You can't deny their enthusiasm.
They're wrong.
They are.
B-52's rock.
Soundtrack of my life.
Can you imagine all getting together in small shack?
Yeah.
Roof rusted. Come on, man.
Leave your pants at the door.
Yeah. It's a love shack, baby. I got me a Chrysler.
Dustin,
making you feel good.
This is for Puss. Mm-hmm. In real life, the coyote is faster than the roadrunner. That's a fact.
Oh.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, my whole childhood is a lie.
Yep.
I do.
Just what your mom told you.
I've seen plenty of roadrunners in Arizona.
Just
and
about who your actual dad is.
He-Man's a woman now.
I've never seen them run. They walk at a brisk pace, but they do not run.
Stop blowing it for the kids.
And I don't think they fly.
Really?
No. I've never seen a roadrunner fly.
Now, if you're out hunting and the rabbit puts his fingers in the end of your gun, does it just curl the gun back towards you and
that's
blacken your face?
That's a fact. Not,
that's still true.
That's based in reality.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, that's good.
At the Shake Shack, baby. Yeah.
Well, let's bring us down for a second.
Oh,
there is new information, a new study. And, you know, this might be difficult for some people. And this is a serious one. New study finds that babies exposed to more screen time are more likely to develop autism-like symptoms later on.
That and vaccines.
Yeah.
Researchers at Drexel University found that, morons at Drexel University found that babies between 1 and 2 years old are most vulnerable. They found that more playing time with mom and dad can help avoid the symptoms, as kids who didn't play with a parent daily had a 9% greater risk.
Oh, that's sad.
So.
Play with your kids.
Yeah, there's that. Right.
Goo goo gaga. Just say that kind of crap to them.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, instead of plopping them in front of a screen, which is the modern day babysitter.
Everybody does it a little bit, but
you got to say something to those dumb babies.
Don't. they can't hold a conversation.
No. I was crapping themselves.
All right.
Can't understand them.
I was wondering too. Yeah, I realize that people that are having babies now didn't know the pandemic was happening. And, I feel sorry for them because I know friends of ours had one. They were in and out with 20 hours, kept their mask on the whole bit. But people were having but will there be a baby boom? Or people are thinking, you know what? The last thing you want to do is bring a baby in.
I know they anticipated one.
I think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be as big as we thought.
No, I don't think so either.
I think people are, because it's different when people go home from war and everything's getting better. Baby booms happen then. Obviously, that's why it's a baby boom generation. But everything was looking brighter. Nothing is looking brighter now. So why bring a baby into that?
I think there's going to be a lot of that attitude.
I think there's a lot of guys buying rubbers right
now. Don't want to bring another life into the world at this point.
At this point. I still think there'll be an uptick because we're at home or you're at home banging.
There'll be an uptick in accidental pregnancies.
Yeah, there will be.
Yeah.
But I also think it won't be as big as we're thinking because I think a lot of people are going to say, you know what? Do we want a kid in 9 months?
But there's
Probably
also...
Why not? Flip but, over.
Yep.
But there's also...
I'll take my chances. Christy had a call from one of her dog friends the other day and... Yeah, she was on the speakerphone. We were talking to her, and she said, you're going to have some more puppies. And I immediately blurted out, we don't want to bring puppies into this world right now. No time for puppies.
Take off your underwear.
Dogs aren't banging. But we are.
Craig, we have a death. I'll get to it after the break.
Yeah. You got doggy rubbers at the house?
No.
Okay.
No, we have only one male, and he's
fixed.
Like Nick, he's neutered.
And like you.
That's right. Nick and like me, yeah. Balls and everything, though. Me and Nick still have the balls.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.